raised this in the Dáil with the Taoiseach and the government, and while he was unaware of the issue, and when I explained the impact of the overall Dublin cap, passenger cap, and how it's impacting on the regional service here in Donegal, the only public service obligation flight that there is in the country, and the importance of this flight, particularly to tourism business, but also the fact that there's 430 cancer patients from the Northwest who use this flight regularly. He acknowledged and agreed with me that this is something that needed to be stopped, that that he would talk to the minister, and he believed that this is something that could be dealt with. And I think that's really, really important, given the comments of the chairperson of the airline, which operates this flight service, which questioned whether this service could continue if they were asked, if they were forced to do what they've been asked to do, which is to reduce the number of passengers they carry by 5%. And that's simply not acceptable in my view.
You also highlighted that Donegal suffers from a lack of connectivity already without access to a strong rail network. So this would just be another setback in that regard if this comes to pass.
Absolutely. This would be a devastating blow in terms of access and connectivity to the Northwest. If you look back at the island of Ireland a number of years ago, we would have had a number of what's called public service obligations. These are flight routes that are supported by the state, subsidised by the state. And the reason that happens is because there's a lack of connectivity. There is only one flight route at the minute, and that is in the Northwest. And the reason the Northwest has that status is because we have no rail, we have no motorway, we are so remote. And therefore, because of the European rules, we are the only region that is allowed to have this support. To take that support away from us at this point in time would be absolutely devastating, particularly in the context of all of the challenges that we have. And also, and speaking to the local charity run by Mary Coyle here, in terms of the cancer flights, there are patients who simply wouldn't avail of the treatment because the trip to Dublin, that 9-hour round trip for a cancer patient to go up for the treatment is too much, is too exhausting. So this is genuinely a lifeline for many, many people who are suffering through cancer, who need to go up for their diagnosis or their treatment in Dublin on a regular basis.